Hello, everybody.
Hello. 227.
Hello.
I'm your cult leader. I mean, spiritual leader.
And I'm your breath
Neither
exercise
of those. None
leader.
Of those.
I'm your breath exercise leader.
The foundations of your cult are just breathe. Honestly, it's probably the best cult out there then.
Let go of your voice a little. Just listen. Just let go of your voice a little. Breathe a little bit more.
I've got to learn to breathe.
If you have a Bane impression from 2013 to The Dark
That's
Knight
right,
Rises,
me,
that works as well.
Bane.
As many, we have a room in our cult that's just a bunch of people doing Bane impressions who love and remember that movie and want it to be and take the place as the finale of Batman as it was intended.
Is it weird? I've only seen the first two of that three. I never saw the last one.
You've never seen The Fire Rise, bro?
The only movie that we allow anyone to watch in our cult is Dark Knight Rises, the third Batman movie, because it implies the first two movies. You don't need to see them.
Right.
It's also perfect for your 2013 cult that you want to have a compound for.
Yeah, that he's going to make for his cult compound.
Listen, it's a good year. 2013. We don't need anything past that year.
But we're already past it, baby. We're here.
Yeah, dude. I hate to break it to you. We are 12 years past that.
Not in my compound.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Reality is what you make of it, I guess.
That's a perfect segue into my topic for this minisode, which is, do you guys know what a glitch in the Matrix is? You know, in like popular parlance? Obviously.
Sure, yeah.
Obviously, if you've seen The Matrix, you can kind of guess what a glitch in The Matrix is. But I'm going to have
Dude, people
Mathis,
born after
I'm gonna have,
Matrix 1 came out are 25.
They were actually born into The Matrix. And I'm going to I'm going to put this definition from 5 years ago on Reddit from the user Jay's Man for Mathis to read just for everybody else to understand what a glitch in The Matrix is.
In the movie The Matrix, the concept is that humans are living in a software simulation of reality. The simulation is called Matrix. This software glitches sometimes and creates visuals that seem odd or unexplainable. A lot of people believe this concept in the movie feels true. Some in a lighthearted manner, others are pretty deep into the theory. No judgment from me. I love the theory, but don't really take anything seriously. So in our reality, not the movie, when we see something such as all the cars around us are red, or three people standing at a bar are wearing the same shirt, or two people walk by with matching dogs, we'll say, whoa, I just saw a glitch in the Matrix. I hope this explains it clearly. If anyone wants to correct me or go further in depth, I'm down. Have a good day.
Does that pretty much jive for you guys?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is not a normal like mystery, but this is a clip. And we got to include this clip in the notes because you got to see the clip. It's just crazy. This is off R Sports.
Okay.
And it is a post called A Crazy Glitch in the Matrix. Okay.
You know what? I'm curious what this video is going to be. One of my favorite glitches is, have you seen the one that's the red carpet?
What
where
is it?
It's like, it's a red carpet footage, and I'm not sure what actress it is, but someone walks behind them and straight up vanishes. It's clearly a matter of perspective,
right?
But the way the video looks, it just looks like someone is in the shot and then moves behind a person and then just never comes out the other side.
Freaking.
Oh, huh.
So bizarre.
I've seen so many things like that before. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So
it's clear if you were there,
car, like the car vanishes.
Yeah, it's probably like, oh, it's just a different perspective thing. But the video angle of it looks very interesting.
I know what video you're talking about now. Yeah.
So this was a game, baseball game, that just happened. I don't know what league this is. It's the Hartford Goats and another team that I can't see who it is. POR. In the MILB, minor league. But this clip is just so insane. You guys got to see it. Check this out. And you guys can just tell the people what's happening. And there's also, if Jesse wants to read the text of this post.
Sure.
It's two different games.
Same game, same inning, same amount of ins and outs, same
the
pitch.
Uniforms are wrong.
Same play, same count.
Yeah.
But the uniforms are red in the bottom one. The players are different too.
This is two shots from one baseball game.
Oh, yeah. That's top of the fourth, bottom of the fourth, different at-bats, but the plays are in motion. Identical.
It's like,
it's crazy.
Both batters hit the ball right into left field down along the line. The third baseman comes out to catch the ball, but it pops up off of their shoe, each of them, back to a fielder in the back who catches it and then throws it to first base. And both it's an out.
Yeah, and not only that, it's the same out.
Yeah.
Same ball strike ratio.
83 miles an hour,
same
both pitches.
83 mile per hour hit.
A one count, yep.
That's crazy.
I don't have to tell you how.
The fact that it's the same. Somebody said in the comments, the fact that it's the same speed actually increases the odds of the play playing out the same, which makes sense.
I guess technically it would, right?
Well, just because math, you know, like, I wonder if they're the same height. Like, I would be curious, like, the heights of all of them, too. It also might be, like, a really cool example of just when you professionally program your body to play a sport and react in certain ways when you see certain stimuli happening in the sport you're playing, how much of that is just automatic moving because you're a professional baseball player. So you're expected to react in certain ways and you've trained your body to react in certain ways.
So insane. Hartford Yard Goats and the Portland Sea Dogs, minor league baseball.
Hell yeah, dude.
Real, I mean, I don't know what's going on in minor league baseball, but if there's like glitches in the matrix and teams that sound like they were named by like to be blitzball teams, I'm ready to go.
It is. It's still even like explaining it, like, though, the odds of it happening are still so fucking small. I can't imagine.
Yeah. Like that's one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
There's a guy who does a fascinating breakdown where he's like, it's actually really crazy. And he goes, for the guys batting, swinging 1 centimeter up and down would have sent the ball in a very different angle, very different height. Swinging a couple milliseconds before or after would have sent the ball in a different direction. A little angle change would have sent it in a different direction. They had 360 degrees to send that ball, and they sent it the exact same place. Hitting the ball a little bit stronger or lighter would have also changed the direction. For the guy pitching, throwing the ball at different speeds would have caused the ball to take different paths. Throwing the ball at different curves would have caused the ball to take different paths. They both threw the ball at the exact same speed, exact same curve. The first guy trying to catch it, they failed to catch the ball, which is already rare enough. Then by failing to catch it, the dude behind them catches it, which is already rare. For the guys who actually caught the ball, they caught it mostly in the same way. They both had to throw the ball to first base. They both succeeded in eliminating the guy to run to first base. Then, from just the state of the game, it was the same inning, as we discussed. It had both teams had no players waiting on base. Both teams, both times it happened, it was 3-3 when it happened. He just keeps listing them, and it's just very, very rare that this is
insane. It's one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
It's like a universal wink. Like, hey, man, how you doing?
Feels like literally like a cutscene played at this point or something. Yeah.
It does feel video game-y in that when you find that one thing in a game, you can kind of replicate it and cheese it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And it has that same vibe to it. But I will say, there are some times when stuff clicks and the universe comes together. Like, when I played, kiddie baseball back in the day, like eighth grade or whatever, I'll never forget. I went up against one of my friend's little brothers, and I don't know what it was. I was never a good baseball player. I couldn't hit the ball to save my life. But for some reason, his little brother, time slowed when his little brother pitched, and I, like, almost got home runs both times that I was up against.
It's that zone, like the flow state. Like that flow state.
But it was only his little brother. It was no one else.
You stepped inside his brain. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But which was not cool because his parents were not happy.
Yeah, no, I can imagine.
Yeah. But it was like a weird vibe because stuff like that happens every once in a while. You just, things come together. And in this case, it was the exact same play, the exact same way, two times. That's crazy.
That's lit.
Yeah, that's nuts. That's cool. Crazy. Jesse, what do you got for us this week?
Well, this goes over to space.com. Last week, I'm sure everyone who has any little science inkling in them was aware that there were a lot of news stories out there about how 120 light years away from Earth in the Leo constellation, a planet known as K2-18b was discovered to be, at least according to what we got from the scientists and all the different reports, a planet which appears to be almost all water, if not all water. And which after analyzing it, has an abundance of dimethyl sulfide, which is almost exclusively produced by life forms like algae. And so I'm sure everyone saw the news articles that were like, new world teeming with life. Like an ocean world teeming with life. I don't want to come to pee on your parade, but of course space.com was like, hey, no, actually, real quick.
Yeah.
So first things first. Scientists that are working on this, the ones that gave us the reports, reported their DMS detection with a 3 sigma statistical significance, which basically is like is a 0.3% chance of this being random chance. But other scientists are saying like, hey, in order to even like really have people look at this, it needs to have a 5 sigma standard. And that's because there's false positives and all sorts of things. So they did like... scientifically, they were kind of off, at least according to space.com. Then planets with red star radiation should, in theory, be breaking down the molecules and forming abundant ethane. But the data from the team who discovered this like doesn't have that information, which doesn't really align with anything scientists understand about planetary atmospheres. Also, the planet appears to be too close to their star based on how planets work. Also, we can't even really see the planet. All we can do is deduce based off models and data. Like, we're seeing shadows and we're seeing weird things, but we're not, like, seeing the planet, right? And then, of course, there's a disagreement whether DMS actually is even considered a reliable biosignature, because I guess UV radiation and methane and hydrogen sulfide in the atmosphere can lead up to the buildup of DMS.
Sure.
So, the article goes on to say that, like, look, we really don't have a clue. This is all kind of baseline. Don't get too excited. And the example they give is, for a time, we really thought there was something alive in the clouds of Venus. And then that ended up being a false alarm. Sure. So chill. Don't get too excited. Even though last week the news was like, could we get there? What would be there? Like,
yeah, of course. There's one, we can't get there.
And two, it doesn't matter what's there because it may not even be real. And so, chill. It's an interesting thing. It's definitely one of those...
Can we get there is such a funny, like, second step after, like, talking about a planet so far away.
Yeah. I was watching... Oh, man, what was I watching? It was so funny. It was... I think it was a podcast? Or maybe it was a real news show with just a real person that may be stupid. But basically, the conversation was, it's 120 light years away. Okay, cool. How long would it take to get there? 120 light years. Okay, yeah, but, like, how long is that? Like, 120,
yeah,
the speed of light, 120 times.
Yeah, like, exactly, correct.
But years, like, it, and so it was just, it was really funny to watch that go down, because I clearly didn't understand the concept. It's like, okay, speed of light is this, and then 120 light years of that.
They don't understand that.
That's because it's, sometimes, it's like when you try to explain a billion to people. Like, yeah. People get the concept of a light year, they get the concept of a billion, but when you try to break it down, they're like, oh my god, that's huge.
You're like,
that's,
yeah.
That's what it is, yeah.
That's the problem. I also have a something that happened this past week that kind of got headlines in the science world, but is not as, like, exciting as people are making it out to be. Scientists have observed for the very first time quantum rain.
I don't even know what that is.
Exactly. Out in the quantum mixtures lab of the National Institute of Optics, a team of researchers from the University of Florence and the European Laboratory of Nonlinear Spectroscopy, observed the phenomenon of capillary instability in an unconventional liquid, an ultra-dilute quantum gas. This result has important implications for the understanding and manipulation of new forms of matter. Basically, what they ended up doing was they took two elements and put them in a light tube, and initially the molecules of each one of them didn't react to each other, and then they hyper react and, like, attracted each other like H2O to create water, how they're hyper attracted to each other, and that's what creates water. And it created initially a cigar shaped teardrop that stretched and stretched and stretched until it got too thin, and then it split into two and then three. and says, in atomic gases cooled to temperatures close to absolute zero, atoms lose their individuality and obey the laws of quantum mechanics. These systems, under certain conditions, behave like liquids, although they remain in the gaseous phase. For some years now, scientists have been able, by precisely controlling the interatomic interactions, to create self-bound liquid-like droplets from ultra-cold gases. These small clusters of atoms, stabilized by quantum effects, share properties with classical liquid drops. By means of imaging and optical manipulation techniques, the experimental team led by Alessia Bershianti studied the dynamical evolution of a single quantum droplet created by an ultra-cold mixture of potassium and rubidium atoms. Those are the two that they put in the light tube. The droplet released in an optical waveguide elongates, forming a filament which, above a critical length, breaks up into smaller droplets. The number of sub-droplets is proportional to the length of the filament at the breaking time. By combining experiments and numerical simulations, it was possible to describe the breakup dynamics of a quantum droplet in terms of capillary instability. It sounds like they made a cool quantum gas that acted like a liquid is basically what it's getting at. I don't know what that implies. They said it's for studying of the fourth states of matter, but I don't know what that means. But it sounds cool, and it's not the kind of rain that falls from Hideo Kojima games.
The kind that makes you old?
Yeah, the kind that makes you old. Yeah. It sounds like it's a word that you would have that he would use in one of his games, though, like quantum rain.
That's like basically what it is, bro.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Yeah, kind of in a way. Yeah, I just found it interesting because I don't really know. Quantum mechanics keep moving forward, and I don't really know what it means, but it seems really cool.
Fundamentally, I believe that I misunderstand quantum mechanics. Sure, like I feel like I'm like basically just doing like comic books understanding of it or something like yeah. that. But just like the notion of what you're saying is just some of them like craziest shit. It feels the most like, discovering a new realm of anything yeah. that's happening right now, and it's just really crazy.
Yeah, it's because the quantum mechanics math works very differently than classical physics math, and just doesn't. Why they don't translate to a larger state is I'm so curious, but we'll see what happens. That's it for us, everybody, here at the Minisode at patreon.com/IlluminatiPod. Some scientific updates for you. We'll be back next week with another one. We appreciate you. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.